Just a minute, we're going to see how Carl and a listener do with some voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play our games, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Sue, trying to comfort a group of concerned senior citizens, President Bush assured them that buying drugs under the Medicare drug plan is just as simple, with a price just as clear, as it is when you're buying what?
A car.
Yes, that's right. Mr. Bush was meeting with a group of senior citizens in Maryland, and he was trying to reassure them how simple and carefree purchasing drugs through his new Medicare program would be. Quote, when you go buy a car, you know exactly what they're going to charge you. This drew a similar reaction from his audience. People
Come
who,
on, it's just like when you go buy a car. They charge you nothing and they give you a wink.
Anyway, so he got this laughter, so he tried to make an adjustment. He went on to say, well, you know, sometimes you don't know. Well, you negotiate with them. Well, they put something on the window that says price, unquote.
He's basically sinking deeper and deeper deeper into...
That guy just needs to learn the phrase, let me try that again.
Yeah. Adam, people who take the sleeping pill Ambien should be aware of a new and disturbing side effect that was publicized this week. What?
You might be driving in your sleep.
That's right. But that's actually...
That's not the one.
That's one of two. We'll give you the point, but do you know the other one?
The other disturbing side effect of Ambien?
Adam, are you awake?
There's sleep driving and there's sleep...
Talking.
No.
Working.
No.
Sleeping.
Sleeping. He was sleeping, but he didn't know it because he was sleeping. A lot of Ambien users have been reported gaining weight, not knowing why.
Oh, sleep eating, yes.
Sleep eating, yes.
That one is so implausible.
Well, no, for a description.
The binge eating.
For a description of the sleep eating phenomenon, let's turn to Michael Silber, the person who first described it, of course, the Mayo Clinic. I quote him. The patients get out of bed, walk to the kitchen, prepare food, often sloppily and often with strange high-calorie ingredients. They eat in a very sloppy way, either in the kitchen or after taking the food back to bed, and they have no memory of it. They wake to find a mess in the kitchen or crumbs in the bed. And as you said, Adam, another phenomenon noticed with Ambien is sleep driving, people getting into their cars, driving around, which explains all the zombies in the drive-through lane at Fatburger.
The binge eating on Ambien is that everybody has to go and it's the two tubs of Haagen-Dazs and it's never like, and I ate 8 apples.
Well, apparently that's one of the things that you never get up, stagger into the kitchen and
eat fruit.
Exactly. You never like go for the rice cakes. You go for the entire package of, say, hamburger buns.
Although there's nothing more just startling, really, than waking up with kumquats in your bed. Just...
So Germany's Protestant Church, along with the European Union, has come up with a novel solution to combat that country's nursing shortage. According to the Telegraph newspaper, the country is now recruiting new nurses from what other service profession? They know.
Not that one.
Yes, that one.
Not the oldest profession.
Yes, indeed.
Peter.
Yes, indeed. Prostitutes. Why are they recruiting prostitutes to be nurses? Well, we quote Rita Kuhn, chairman of the Protestant Church's welfare program in Germany, quote, they are in general very good at dealing with people, in addition to which they don't get squeamish and have absolutely no fear about touching or being touched, unquote.
Mm-hmm. There are requests for sponge baths are up 700%. Well,
There are some problems with this. For example, you have to teach them...
To wear a uniform.
No.
I'd imagine most of them already have a nursing uniform.
Yeah.